This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur has been hired as the New York Giants head coach. The Giants announced the hiring less than 24 hours after Shurmur and the Vikings were beaten by the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC title game. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Titans seem to be trying to implement the Patriot way in Music City. Tennessee general manager John Robinson got his NFL start as a scout with the New England Patriots. His new head coach, Mike Vrabel, won 3 Super Bowl rings as a linebacker with New England. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks picked up a victory just hours after firing head coach Jason Kidd. Assistant Joe Prunty coached the team as Chris Middleton scored 35 points and hit 2 long jumpers in the final minute of a 109-105 victory over the Phoenix Suns. In the NHL, the Detroit Red Wings beat the slumping New Jersey Devils 3-0. The Buffalo Sabres skated by the Calgary Flames 2-1 in overtime. The Arizona Coyotes won against the New York Islanders in overtime 3-2. The chairman, vice chairman, and treasurer of USA Gymnastics have resigned. Paul Perilla, Jay Binder, and Bitsy Kelly announced they were stepping down Monday after calls for their ouster by gymnasts who have testified they were abused by ex-USAG sports doctor Larry Nassar, whose sentencing hearing continues this week in Michigan. Former Olympians and dozens of others have testified at the hearing. In NASCAR, Danica Patrick is teaming with Premium Motorsports for next month's Daytona 500, the final race of her NASCAR career. The one race deal will put Patrick in the seat of a number 7 GoDaddy Chevrolet, the same number she drove when she entered stock car racing in 2010. Her former crew chief will return to the pit box for her finale. The name of the new Albany Arena football team will be announced today. It's a closed event for season ticket holders, sponsors, and media. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.